happen to be tuned in right now to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, your host, and we have a host of good things to share with you today, like the R word, ranching. You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News, with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com. And Mike, I'm going to start off with just a couple of tidbits of wisdom for the businessman.
Okay.
Okay, this is from Harry S. Truman. If you can't convince them, confuse them. I wonder if that might parlay into more understanding during his presidency.
I don't know.
I don't know either. And here's another one, although there is no author on this one. An honest executive was one who shares the credit with the man who did the work.
Oh, yep.
That's pretty bad. Don't
How about
say yes.
Old Poncho by Chris Isaac.
That sounds good.
Now, why did you kids drag that thing home? He'll just be a nuisance, I bet. Tear up trash all over the yard and run up a bill at the vet. Another worthless darn dog. Yeah, he's fuzzy and cute, but he'll grow up, you know, and won't be like he is today. So, don't get attached. I don't want you to bawl when he goes and runs away. Sorry, whining darn dog. Say, that's a pretty good trick that you taught him, son, but I bet he won't look at a cow. He'd just scatter the herd and get in the way. But I guess that you can keep him for now. Good for nothing, darn dog. You know, that mutt didn't do too bad today. Help keep the herd bunched up tight. And did you see the way that he worked that old cow when she got on the fight? He might be okay, that darn dog. He's sure good in camp. Come the end of the day, never begs or acts like a pest. Stays by me all night at the foot of my bed, keeping the watch while I rest. I kind of like that darn dog. Now, you don't get critters into your heart. They're just a commodity. You can't get emotionally tied to a dog. But with him, I come close, you see. He's all right, that darn dog. I came home yesterday from a trip out of town, and they told me old Poncho had died. I had to go to the barn on some pretended chore, so they couldn't see when I cried. Lord, I'll miss that darn dog. Chris Isaacs.
Very, very good. Okay, you want to go from this extreme to another extreme?
Sure.
How do you identify a level-headed Norwegian?
I don't know.
When the snus runs out of both corners of his mouth.
Oh, gee.
Isn't that bad?
That is terrible.
Oh, somebody's going to have fun sharing that with their parents tonight at the supper table. What is the latest use for old garbage trucks?
I don't know.
The Norwegians make them into campers.
Ooh. Nasty.
Nobody said it was good humor, right?
Right.
That's right. Okay, let's go back to these. I like these. We've got some trivia things. This is incredible. Donald Duck comics were banned from Finland because he doesn't wear pants.
Because he doesn't wear pants?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
The number of possible ways of playing the first four moves per side in a game of chess is 318,979,564,000.
Wow, that's all I got to say.
Hang on.
This is interesting. I wonder if anyone knows this. Because metal was scarce, the Oscars given out during World War II were made of wood.
Oh, they were? Were they gold-plated or anything?
I don't know. It doesn't say. That's all it says. It
doesn't give us the rest of the story. Yeah.
You know what, though? I wonder if they weren't gold-plated, and then everybody that won them at that time doesn't talk about it.
Could be.
I don't know. They'd sure be a lot lighter.
Well, there are no words in the dictionary that rhyme with orange, purple, and silver.
Now, you know, if we stopped the show right now, that's what people would be working on.
I've heard about orange. I'm not sure about purple and silver.
Yeah, I don't know that I've heard them. The name Wendy was made up from the book Peter Pan. There was never a recorded Wendy before that.
That's what started that, huh?
Yeah, and here we had not very long ago that Tiffany was from hundreds of years ago, but Wendy came with Peter Pan.
The very first bomb dropped by the Allies on Berlin in World War II killed the only elephant in the Berlin Zoo.
Oh, man.
Hmm.
If one places a tiny amount of liquor on a scorpion, it will instantly go mad and sting itself to death. So it kind of makes you wonder who the sadist was that figured that out.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Folks, if you have interesting things like that or good old stories, we want you to share them with us. And we can share them with everybody else right here on The Good Stuff.